Zafra Books presents The Women of Primrose Square, written by Claudia Carroll and read by Aoife McMahon. Frank. Imagine if it was your 50th birthday party and absolutely no one wanted to come. That on its own would be bad enough, but even worse were the excuses Frank Woods was given, most of which bordered on pathetic. Time and time again, he was told, "Oh, thanks for asking me to your 50th, Frank, but hang on a minute. Did you mean the 29th? Nah, can't make it, I'm afraid. I've got to, babysit that night. No childcare. Sorry." More watery excuses flooded in thick and fast.
"Yeah, 50 is a big deal and all that,"
said Phil from next door, snapping on his bike helmet as he and Frank left their respective houses on Primrose Square for the dawn commute to work.
"You know I'd really love to be there, but the match is on that weekend and I've got tickets. Cost me a fortune too, and it's the final, you know how it is."
Frank smiled quietly and said he understood. But the thing was, he didn't really understand at all. The big match was on in the afternoon. Surely it was possible to go to both? He sighed and said goodbye to Phil, who just grunted and cycled off, wobbling his way into the early morning traffic. Before he got into his car, Frank took a moment to breathe in the mild, fragrant spring air. It was May, and he'd always thought that Primrose Square looked its absolute best at that time of year, when all the buddleia and camellia lining its well-tended pathways were in bloom, and when you could smell the fresh, scented air the minute you stepped out your front door. The party was to be held at number 79, the fine Victorian townhouse where he lived with his family, a house big enough to hold about 100 guests at a squish. Except now it looked like there'd barely be enough people to fill his downstairs loo. At the company where Frank had worked calmly and efficiently for over 25 years, it was exactly the same story, with slightly different variations.
"Oh, for fuck's sake," said Florence from finance, clamping her hand over her mouth when Frank handed her a neatly written invitation. "Is it really your 50th birthday? I'm so sorry, but I'm going to be away playing golf that weekend. Can you believe it? The very same shaggin' weekend."
"Can't make it, Frankie boy,"
shrugged Joe, the sales director who went to so many company functions, the running gag was that he'd turn up to the opening of an envelope.
"But I'm sure you'll have loads of other mates to have a few beers with, so you'll hardly even notice I'm not there."
Frank sighed quietly and took off his glasses to give them a little rub. Then he took a good long look around at his work colleagues. He thought of all the vouchers he'd shelled out for their 30ths and 40ths, even when no one had bothered to invite him. He remembered all the office weddings that he hadn't been asked to, but had still chipped in for a present anyway, never once complaining. He just did it because it was the right thing to do. The kind thing to do. He thought of countless work dues where he'd invariably end up being the designated driver for his colleagues, ferrying everyone home at all hours without as much as a thank you. How he'd nurse fizzy water for the whole night while everyone around him partied like there was no tomorrow. Not to mention all the nights out after work, which somehow everyone would forget to include him in. Frank had often overheard the younger staff members chatting about him behind his back like he wasn't even there. He knew perfectly well that his nickname was Mr. Cellophane, from the musical Chicago, because no one ever seemed to notice whether he was in the room or not. Not that he minded, really. He'd always assumed it was an affectionate nickname, given fondly. Now, though, he wasn't quite so sure. Was it really possible, he wondered sadly, that not a single one of his workmates would come along to his 50th birthday party? Even his nearest and dearest were at it.
"Oh, Frank, does it have to be on the 29th?
His wife, Gracie, had sighed. "You know I'm in court that day, and it'll be insane. Sorry, love, but this case is make or break for us, and I can't just drop everything to organise a birthday party in the middle of it all. Tell you what, why don't we do something when it's all over? A family dinner, anywhere you like. I'll even pay, and I'll let you pick the poshest restaurant you like. How about that?" Frank had two kids, a teenage son and an 11-year-old daughter, who told him in no uncertain terms that they'd both be off doing their own thing the night of the birthday.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?